provides important information office for the wider tourism in the whole southwest, really, Killybegs, but also for their field as well. It started off initially as a service for the cruise ships that were coming into Killybegs through the Department of the Marine, providing service for them and providing information for the passengers on the cruise ships. Then it's developed wider then into a service for the whole of the southwest. It's been run completely voluntarily as well, for the to the businesses in the local region, but also at the goodwill of the people who are actually running it. And I think the government needs to recognise the importance of it now and to provide some funding to ensure that it keeps on going.
And you've also noted that a tourism centre hasn't received official funding in 2 years.
That's right, they don't receive funding from any of the agencies, Port Voucher or any of those agencies that are in the country at the moment. And, you know, and it's a tribute really to the people involved that they keep on going and keep providing this vital service. And I think they need to recognise that the service is there and the service is very worthwhile and it is of benefit to the wider community.
And indeed, it is a vital service in promoting the tourism in the area.
The information office provides information to thousands of tourists every year in relation to what's available in the area in terms of accommodation, nights out, places to go, places to stay, both in Killybegs, Ardragh, Glenconkill, Carrick, the whole wider area, and that service is vitally important. I think it's something in the region of about 12,000 to 14,000 people every year are using those information services.